Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Always good to be joined by my very talented, very skillful, any more kissing I can do here on the...
Anyway. I think you're okay.
Brendan Thomas. Brendan, take it away. What's on your radar today?
Well, I got a whole bunch of different news stories we're going to
cover. It's not like this has been much of a news week, is it?
No, I know, right? So we're going to start off international. We'll start off with the smaller story. England has just recently announced that they are canceling their vaccine passport plans. This was... due to, I'm assuming we started this whole vaccination passport thing because I was the first country to hear us actually trying to do something about that. And then we were like, nah, we won't do it.
Well, I think Israel was kind of early too. Now, boy, I've got to tell you, the UK these days has been pretty woke, although that movement of getting out of the European Union, I like that. But I must say, that is surprisingly good news. If at the last minute, they're obviously sensing from the public that people are really tired of this.
I think it also has to do with maybe the fact that, I don't know if you heard the news too, but the CDC did put out the report saying that even with the variant going around, COVID infections have actually gone down immensely, since then. So there's been less and less infections. I don't know if it has to do with maybe more people are getting vaccinated.
You mean less in England, or are they saying less all over the world?
No, all around the world, specifically.
I hear them say that, and then I certainly hear politicians saying that they're going up.
And where's their base
of
their research?
You could throw darts on the dartboard, see what website it landed on, and you'll hear something different.
I hear you.
And of course, the CDC's been all over the map.
Ever since the beginning.
I'm glad to hear that they're saying it's going down, but who knows what they're going to say tomorrow. I just don't take them seriously anymore, Brendan.
One of the researchers of one of the COVID vaccines even announced that these booster shots that are coming about right now, they're not really necessary. Already these vaccines are okay enough to deal with the COVID infections. And I'm like, well, wait, then why are we making the booster? Why are we wasting time with our research? Why are we wasting time with our money to try to get a booster along with this whole thing? And then on top of that, we don't even know any information on these vaccines still, it sounds like. It sounds like we're still researching more and more and more. So if those of you who are still uncomfortable with getting a vaccine, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. It's insane right now, and we should be very, very careful in terms of taking vaccine or just trying to do your research and make sure you totally understand what's going on.
Yeah, right now, so. And it's interesting country by country because Israel's been on the cutting edge of medicine, and they're starting to come to the conclusions that the herd immunity is better than the vaccine. But the problem here, the paradox, the tension, is that the Israeli doctors are coming to those conclusions. The Israeli government is still forcing them to take the vaccine. I mean, or force it, or you can't go to certain places. Now, have you been following Australia?
No, I did listen your monologue.
They're in complete lockdown there. There have been riots. And
I heard the
Don't stop. They won't stop.
I heard a few weeks ago they came out with a policy saying that you cannot be away 5 kilometers from your house. Even if you just wave to your neighbor next door, you still have to wear a mask. You can't do that.
I'm telling you, Brendan, and I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but I can't say it faster than it actually happens. So this could get dated tomorrow. They're going to probably, on a Zoom call, make you wear a mask or show your vaccine passport on a Zoom call just so that you can be in the spirit.
I wouldn't put it past them for the life of anything. So,
well, you know who's watching when we're on Zoom? China. I use Zoom. What are we going to do? During the lockdown, it was Zoom or Facebook, or you crawled in a cave and did nothing. But so I'll do it if the Chinese want to hear me talk about Jesus Christ. That's fine with me. And that's the other thing. They could get us all on Zoom and locked down again and just shut down the internet.
I wouldn't be surprised, I guess. But going on to the next story, Ukraine has just legalized cryptocurrency. I am a very, very sad man today, knowing that cryptocurrency is still a thing and people are still using it to this day, because no one understands it really. Like, even if you go to a guy,
no one. And I kind of know it has something to do with a currency on the internet. I don't understand it much. Probably a lot of people listening right now, at least the baby boomer generation, and I'm sure that the millennials know more than me, but tell us like we're third graders what the heck this is.
Okay, so it's a digital form of money, basically, where it's technically money that's in a stock that can go up and down.
So it's backed up by a stock. It's not like the old days of gold in Fort Knox.
No.
Of course,
it's
been long since the gold in Fort Knox is backed
it's,
up.
It's
even
based on data and different databases, and it's just more and more confusing and convoluted at that point. And one of Ukraine's
you
like,
have
public
to take
statements.
You have to take the vaccine.
No,
to
you
cash
don't,
it.
Luckily.
Just wait. Just
no,
wait.
I know. I remember their public statement saying it was they were going to legalize it, and they were also going to regulate cryptocurrency. How do you regulate something that isn't supposed to be regulated in the first place? I have no idea. Some countries that have also legalized it are countries that are in the European Union, Australia, Canada, the U.S., and even El Salvador has actually legalized it as a legal tender for different things in their country, which is, I have no words.
You know, the Superman movies are very popular now, but I read the comics when I was a kid. Superman came from Krypton, and a lot of people don't know this because it was only in the comics. He had a pet, a super dog, and his name was
Crypto.
Crypto.
Yes.
And that's where this cryptocurrency sounds like it belongs, the pound or the pasture, one or the other.
They're making a movie out of that too soon, so I'm
out of Superman
it.
And his crypto?
Yeah, a crypto dog, yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. See, I didn't. I tell you, I can't say this faster. I was thinking just the other day, I've never seen a movie with Crypto, but I used to read about him all. Yeah. You know, and he flew around following Superman.
I watched a TV show of his when I was little, Crypto, the super dog. It was
Did they show that on Saturday morning?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So,
and you know, Supergirl had a super cat. I do not remember the name of her cat.
They had a different cat in the show, which was owned by a girl, but not Supergirl. I forgot the name of it, but couldn't care. Which got me to thinking, by the way, for cryptocurrency, countries who banned actual cryptocurrency: Turkey, Ghana, Nigeria, Bolivia, Nepal, Algeria, Vietnam, and Egypt. And right now in the discussion, actually later this month, India is supposed to vote whether they'll legalize it or not, which will be quite
now. That's some of those countries are in the same region, others not. What would you think would be the common thread factor of why some of those different kinds of countries would be banning it and then others would also want to ban it? What would be their motives?
It has
to
do with inflation rates, because if you affect one side of currency, you're going to affect the other side of currency. Yeah. And those countries' current style of currency, they're already pretty low in terms of inflation rates. So like if I give them a dollar, they'll give me back.
Well, the economy to the Taliban really went skyrocket up this week. So maybe Afghanistan could get in on some of this cryptocurrency.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go quickly national, because we're starting to run out of time super quick. The Robert E. Lee statue is going to be taken down. It was already taken down.
It was already taken down.
Yeah, so Robert E. Lee statue was taken down in Richmond, Virginia. I just wanted to hear your opinion on it.
Well, first of all, even if the man was the evil person they say he was, it's still history. Why not put it, even if you didn't want it out in public anymore, at least put it in a museum. Let's not lose sense of our history. But people don't understand. Robert E. Lee, it's true that his family had slaves. He was very tortured by it. He eventually stopped the practice. His whole view was, see, in those days, everybody viewed their state as their country. We don't think that way anymore. Well, people in Texas are starting to think that.
Yeah.
But Robert E. Lee basically said, if they attack Virginia, I have to defend it. He did not believe Virginia should secede from the Union. He did not believe in slavery. He was a beloved general on both sides. He taught at, I believe it was, West Point. For many years, he was beloved. And then after the Civil War, he helped to do Reconstruction. So it's very easy now with our 2020 hindsight. These were people that grew up around slavery, a horrible institution. But if he was able to rise above it, and he was, that says something about him thinking out of the box. Mm-hmm. And you need to understand, the same woke culture that wants to get rid of Robert E. Lee, they want to get rid of Abraham Lincoln, the guy who freed the slaves.
Wow.
So it's they're not going to stop anywhere. So if it starts, I'm not a big fan of the Confederacy, obviously. I'm not from the South. I don't have a lot of emotion about it, but I do have a lot of emotion about history and not rewriting history and not blocking people from studying the history. The Civil War was a horrible time, but it happened. What are we going to do? Act like the war never happened?
I grew up in Virginia, so I've known plenty.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know the Civil War pretty good. I would also say that I know the Revolutionary Revolutionary War pretty good too, but that's a separate topic. But one last thing about Robert E. Lee too was he was actually looking to enlist African Americans too in his army as well. Unfortunately, he surrendered before he could even have the chance to do so. He was really close to enlisting a lot of African Americans.
I also heard something very touching by somebody that was talking about it on television last night, one of the cable networks. I don't remember which show, but they were talking about some kind of church communion service that was designed for reconciliation. And a lot of the still racist whites would not allow this black man to go in and have communion. Robert E. Lee himself stepped forward, gave him communion, embraced the man. So people need to study the nuances. And were these people angels? No. Were they complete devils? No. I'll tell you what they were. They were human beings.
Yes. Hallelujah. That is for sure. Okay. Last topic I got for you is about the Los Angeles Unified School District. They are now forcing all students 12 and older to be vaccinated now. And when I heard that news, I was very, very disappointed. Now we are taking our freedom of speech away from our kids now, basically, in terms of getting vaccinated or not vaccinated.
And they always floated a little at a time. First, it's, well, you got to get vaccinated or you got to at least go get tested. And before it was the mask. And now Fauci's acting like after you get vaccinated, you're still going to need the mask. In fact, I think we need two masks. Okay, well, Brendan, thank you. You're always right on top of the news and certainly more on top of the cryptocurrency than I am. But it gave me an excuse to talk about crypto, the super dog. And isn't that what it was really all about?
Yeah.
We will see you next time, everybody. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.